producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, with all the problems that we have on planet Earth, of course, the greatest danger to life on planet Earth appears to be the consumption of raw, real milk. And the Canadian authorities are still going after our friend Michael Schmidt, a farmer who dares to provide a product, a food that people want. No coercion, just a beautiful thing. And yet there's some more controversy going on. We met all these years ago at the Raw Milk Freedom Ride. And before we bring Michael Schmidt on, we're going to talk with Liz Reitzig, who helped to coordinate that event, which really started me on an awareness campaign on the Robert Scott Bell Show about the battle for food freedom. Liz, good day to you, and I'm glad you're with me.
Well, thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for covering this really super important issue.
Yeah, so you update us on Michael's situation. I was reading some time ago that they had planted, listening devices or some kind of technology on his property, and he didn't know who put it there. He gathered it up to try and find the owner, and then the authorities said he stole government property. Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, that's only a part of what's going on, unfortunately. And when you talk about raw milk and food freedom, raw milk is the tip of the iceberg. And yeah, what we're seeing is it's so pervasive, this aggression against peaceful farmers who are feeding their communities. And as you know, farming and providing nutrient-dense foods, that's what's bringing people health and wellness. And those are the farmers who are being attacked by the government. So it's much broader than just raw milk, and that's the most obvious target for a lot of the authorities. So Michael's facing it on the raw milk front. When he protested against these cameras being right outside of his property, they were planted surveillance cameras by the government and sent to spy on him and the people coming to his farm. And then the other case he's embroiled in is a case involving trying to save some sheep who were destined to be slaughtered by the Canadian government. Healthy sheep, I'll add. And he can go into it more, but let's look at this, let's zoom out a little bit from just the raw milk and look at that as the tip of the iceberg, but there's all of this other going on underneath.
Well, I thought Canadians were supposed to be nice, but these Canadian authorities are not being nice to Canadian people and farmers like Michael Schmidt. Let's bring Michael into the mix here. Michael, you have been facing, let's say, some scrutiny is one thing, but persecution and even prosecution for you doing what farmers have done for millennia.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable when you think about how determined the Ontario government and the Canadian government is to stamp out that kind of initiative to provide people, first of all, to provide people with healthy food or food they want. And the other thing is that you kind of start questioning authorities in respect to their accountability, what they're doing. And that is what no government likes when ordinary citizens ask them and to try to keep them accountable to justify their actions. If you do that, wow, they come down on you heavy.
Well, questioning the legitimacy of their authority, if you will, that's always been the thing they don't like. And, you know, the message here is don't ask for permission where none is required. I think how outrageous is it that we have to look to a government paternalistic authoritarian regime, if you will, whether it be here in the United States or there in Canada, simply to grow food and provide that food for those who want it. And,
right.
You know, look at all the things that are happening regarding terrorism on this planet. And you know, to think that raw milk and farmers are the danger?
Well, you know, when you start looking a little bit deeper in the issue, I mean, the one thing is that you can try control people, you know, through guns or whatever, or military force, but then there's a very, especially, and I call it on the home front, there's a very powerful tool to control people, and that is through food. So, you know, we always think, oh, it's such a minor issue that people want to make a choice in regards to their own food. But then when you really look at it, and I say, well, no, this is actually an amazing tool for the government to control people, you know, to tell them what to eat, what they can't eat. And, I mean, realistically, you can wipe out, you know, a whole generation of people through the wrong food. And,
yeah.
and even influence their thinking, you know. It sounds fantastic, but at the end, you know, sometimes the spark of a revolution starts right in a very basic connection where people smell and taste the freedom when they connect with a farmer again.
It's extraordinary, or become that farmer. Since we moved in the middle of the summer, I've been growing things, and it's just such a great joy. I mean, people read about it, but you got to get into the dirt to understand how connected you are to source of source, and yet those governmental authorities want to get in between that and regulate, if you will, and that is not to make regular. In this case, it's to suppress your freedom to grow the food you want to grow, much less deliver it to those who definitely want it. Now, we have some websites linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Liz. Thank you for forwarding that, including an Indiegogo campaign to help defend, like, the farmers that were charged in this sheep case, which I don't understand. What is this about? Why does the government want to kill healthy sheep? Can you give us some background on this?
Well, you have a very, very interesting story, which I think happened in the 90s in the U.S. too. And there was a book written about it, you know, Mad Sheep. Very, very similar story. Basically, what they found out is that this shepherdess had a flock of rare sheep. And she apparently had sold 2 years prior, they came down on her, a sheep to Alberta. And in Alberta, at this farm, the sheep came down with scrapie.
Oh.
Then the whole thing started that she got quarantined, and they kept threatening her that the sheep will be have to be destroyed because of scrapie, and she kept questioning the validity of the test, and rightly so. We now, you know, in after 3 years court case, we're coming to the bottom of it that there has been absolutely no proof that the sheep actually had scrapie. However, the government says, well, in 3 years ago, we're going to slaughter all your sheep. And listen to that. We slaughter all your sheep in order to prove that they're healthy or sick.
What?
And I was at that time giving a lecture at the University of Peterborough about needed civil disobedience and nonviolent resistance when the government oversteps their power. And there comes a group of people to me and say, well, what are we going to do with, you know, they want to slaughter all these rare sheep. And I said, what did I talk about? You know, you need to take actions. Well, lo and behold, when they came to slaughter, all the sheep had disappeared into nowhere.
Yay.
And that was April 1st. So there was the April 1st joke.
Oh, that's great.
Well, you can imagine when a government gets kind of challenged like that, they become very merciless. And then, you know, they came with helicopters, check out where the sheep are, couldn't find them. And then 3-4 months later, they found them about 200 kilometers away. And then four people got charged with conspiracy, which is quite severe. Conspiracy against the state. Okay. way.
Wow.
And that is the shepherd is me, is Robert Pinnell, and a journalist who was apparently part of that. And but what was interesting that on the barn wall, you know, where they came, there was a note attached which said, "These sheep have been taken in protective custody until a solution to killing has been found or a conclusive proof that they're sick has been provided." And it was signed by the Farmers Peace Corps. And that put them on a manhunt to find who are these people, who is the Farmers Peace Corps taking on the government.
Could this be a sheep-inspired terrorist organization? I mean, this is kind of crazy what the government is now doing, because a sheep that they cannot prove that are sick, they want to slaughter them. And some nice people that said you shouldn't be slaughtering sheep who are not proven to be ill in any way. Should not be slaughtered in this. This is an amazing story, Michael, of the inspiration that is needed, as well as the courage needed to stand up against this tyranny against food freedom.
That's bottom line, you know. And if you don't act now, you know, then it's. I always talked, you know, to my parents. They grew up at the time in 1933 when Hitler came to power, and I asked them after the war. I asked them, well, you know, why didn't you do anything? And then they said, well, by the time we woke up, what was going on, it was too late.
Right, right.
And that is what I'm trying to tell people. You need to wake up. What is going on? I mean, we're getting slowly cooked like the frog in the water and don't realize where we're heading towards.
Yeah, jumping out is a birthright. It's an obligation. It's the right thing to do, not the wrong. Oh, well, the government says I can't jump out of that boiling pot. Well, okay, then perish.
Yeah.
No, that's not a good idea. How ironic, though, of course, it's like the, you know, we talk about leading the sheep to slaughter. And this is so overt in terms of symbolism. If you were to have a dream like this, there was no mistaking the message. But this is a waking dream to wake up the people of Canada, much less the United States and all of North America. Let me ask Liz. Liz, you're still with us, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Liz, you've been involved in media. You've observed what's happening now. And have you seen the tide turning at all, whether it be here in America, whether it be in Canada, in terms of the people and the coverage of this story? Or are they talking about this in terms of these dangerous farmer terrorists? What's the tone of the messaging of the media in Canada right now?
Well, it's different depending on who's putting the message out, of course. So the people who are behind Michael and understand the importance of biodynamic farming and diversified farming, they're alarmed and they're spreading that alarm. The government is saying things like...
Ooh, hold that thought. I've got an alarm bell ringing. We've got to take a break here. Liz Reitzig, Michael Schmidt, we've got a major league update here on food freedom, not only in Canada, but for the rest of the world to pay attention to. This is very important. Back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Very important message today, as it is every day, but I'm telling you, when you hear it directly from the farmers, from the people who are trying to do their level best to do what, you know, we humans have been doing for thousands of years, providing food for ourselves, our family, our loved ones, our community, and the attacks going against that, amazing. Liz, you were talking about a little bit of the media messaging, who's sending the message out. I mean, this seems to be a slam dunk that the people of Canada would say, this is an outrage. How dare the government do this?
Right, and a lot of people are. And the government's message is very different. The government's message is saying that the farmers in Michael's area are... Michael, what was the language they used?
The area is known for a government anti-sentiment.
Anti-government sentiment. So that
anti-government sentiment.
So they're trying to basically phrase it in a way or draw imagery for the people of Canada that these are dangerous people, they might be anarchists, something along those lines to capture fear, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was an alarm bell went off when I read that.
Yeah, this is propaganda. This is Joseph Goebbels.
Yeah, yeah.
And Robert, you know as well, one of the most important roles of the media for the elite is silence. And so what I'm seeing that's frightening as well is just the lack of awareness and the lack of major media publications picking up on something so extreme. And that's intentional as well. It's just as intentional as sending a bad message.
Right. Now, have you been able to get interviews for Michael or anybody on, you know, these so-called mainstream shows that might be semi-sympathetic to say, can we look a little deeper under it? Or is the press in Canada as controlled as it is here in the United States, where you rarely get positive coverage of an event or events that would bring the power back to the people?
Michael, do you want to speak to that? You're more familiar with
No, we actually had quite a bit of media coverage. I mean, there's very clearly where government-funded national news media is holding back, but there is quite a lot of coverage there. And I just want to say, Robert, something else.
Yes.
In regard to how people react, when this whole camera, spy camera business came out, and then, you know, I was, I had to go to the police station to surrender for theft after I had reported them stolen. They had asked me that I come for fingerprinting and mugshotting 7 o'clock at night on election day in Canada. Can you believe that? And that was intentionally done so that the media would not pick up that whole thing. Okay. There came 150 people walking down in a village of 2,000 people, walking down with me to that police station. And later on, I talked to the police, and they said, wow, they never, ever experienced something like that, that people are so upset about something in regards to their privacy, you know, that their privacy has been abused like that. So that was very, very powerful, and that I think that message went out.
That's good. Like you said, I think to rally the folks at the outrage of this point government, even those who somewhat perceive that these regulatory bodies are doing good work, which we can dispute. And of course, you know, even if they did good work once in a while, the question is what's the price when you end up with a loss of food freedom to this degree, that you can just slaughter animals or you can prevent farmers from providing a product that the people want that's really harming no one compared to the factory farm foods that are devastating to the general health long term of children and adults alike.
Well, and it's also, you know, kind of a credibility of an organization or a government organization, you know, which seems to be in charge of health and safety. And then there's no accountability. I mean, then the credibility is, you know, is down in the drain.
Well, as it should be at this point, you know, as far as an attack of this nature. Now, question is, you're involved in you know, these court cases as such. Are they threatening more jail time to you or any of these other farmers? Have they, now that they've located the sheep, have they set them up? Is there an execution date? What's happening right now?
Right now, I mean, this goes on now for 3 years. The court case, we have received 15,000 pages of disclosure, but we have not received the key issue which proves that the sheep actually were sick.
Okay,
that
stand
is what
by.
Fighting.
Michael, I apologize. We're up on a break. We got one more segment with Michael Schmidt before he has to run, and Liz Reitzig talking about a story that has implications all across North America and all over the world if we're going to let the government determine what kind of food we can eat or not, and who is diseased and who isn't, even without proof. We'll talk with Michael and Liz more after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious latest leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to an Indiegogo campaign to help raise funds for the defense of those who are standing up to food tyranny by government. Michael Schmidt is on, and the links are in there. We'll get you there. There's also a blog site, thebovine.wordpress.com. You can get updates on that, including there's a video of a video news conference that Michael was involved in. And Michael, you were just updating us. I apologize. We had to get into the break real quick, updating us on what's currently going on in terms of this has been going on for 3 years, but where do we stand now?
So we are still in the preliminary hearing in the courts and trying to get to the bottom of it. What we haven't found yet is the proof during this preliminary hearing that actually the sheep were sick. So I cannot, because there's a, which is also interesting, that the government put a publication ban on so that nobody can report what is going on in the courtroom and which evidence has been provided. However, we don't know anything more than before the publication ban was issued. There came a paper out before the publication ban was issued that an internal paper which actually said that there's no proof that these sheep were sick and still they got slaughtered. So we are facing potentially 12 years in jail for conspiracy against the state. And that is concerning for a lot of people. It's not concerning for me in regards because that's one of the principles when you get involved in that like that, your actions cannot be dictated by fear. It is the principle what you need to look at. You know, even if you end up 12 years in jail, but if you can then wake up, you know, millions of people and say, well, that needs to change, then this 12 years or 5 years in jail are worthwhile.
Actions cannot be dictated by fear. Unfortunately, the federal government, governments around the world have utilized fear as a primary tactic when all else fails. And, you know, could there be a legitimate fear of diseased sheep with scrapie? Yes, we're not disputing that. But what you're disputing is if indeed these sheep are sick, should there not be a validated form of evidence provided? And isn't there anybody within the government questioning the diagnosis? Like, come on, this should be a slam dunk case. If they're sick, show us proof.
Exactly, exactly. And we don't have that. And, yeah, it was never provided.
Well, we've had dealings here in the United States with our CDC, which some have claimed is actually a private organization and not part of the government. These are very interesting controversies, to say the least, where a whistleblower came forward, a research scientist from within the CDC, to say, hey, we corrupted the data of a study related to vaccines and the potential link to autism. We trashed the things that we didn't like. We literally threw things away. And even read into the congressional record by Congressman Bill Posey, still there's no action done on the federal level. Are you seeing that level of, lack of action over clearly government malfeasance, perhaps, in Canada, where the government itself is not investigating itself over this issue?
No, totally, totally. We had that here with the BS, you know, when the whole question was where they wanted to do bovine growth hormone, and then three scientists came forward and said Monsanto was pressuring them to change basically the data in regards to the safety of the bovine growth hormone. And then the government just fired the scientists, you know.
Right, right. We just had a case, I think, in the New England states of a woman. No, this was actually a Canadian. No, you're right. This is another Canadian story we did the other day of a woman who was investigating glyphosate and the potential carcinogenicity of it, and suddenly she was put on leave for no apparent reason. She didn't want leave, and they don't want her studying into this. So if those of you who believe your government is far from complicity in this, that they would never stoop to the level of promoting the agenda of a corporation, particularly a global corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state like Monsanto, think again. They've corrupted all of the governments, and those that are standing up are few and far between at this point, and it takes people like Michael Schmidt, and of course my friend Liz Reitzig, who's also putting the spotlight on this, whether you're in the United States or Canada, and the risk associated with loss of freedom here, as you've discussed, potential many years in prison, is not dissuading you. As you said, you're not being guided by fear, which is perhaps the most fearful thing for the government.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine the PR nightmare it would have if they convict a farmer for protecting sheep who have not been convicted of any crime except to be accused of being sick when there's no evidence that they are?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I've been covering these things for years, Michael and Liz, and it's still stunning to me the lengths to which they will go to keep their agendas driven to, receive, let's say, money behind the scenes from these government or from these non-governmental organizations or these corporations as such. So the question is, are there any investigative journalists that are operating outside of the gag order to reveal this, or is it all happening through this grassroots media movement?
I think at the moment it's mostly grassroots. I mean, we have one journalist from the National Post. It's a national newspaper who is digging into it and is got threatened by by government reporting about it, but he's working on it, so we'll see what comes out.
Well, we do have a lot of Canadian listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I'd ask if you're not aware of this. I don't know how, but it's possible that you take an interest in this for the freedom for your children and children's children, because we cannot live under this level of food tyranny, and
yep.
It's been far too long going on. And as you alluded to, Michael, having family lineage back in the World War II Nazi Germany, I don't think that it's an exaggeration to say these are kind of tactics that are similar to that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert, one piece of hope and inspiration that I really want to touch on,
sure,
is Michael's recent action at the Capitol and what he and several hundred other people did there with signing the Declaration of Food Rights and putting aside that fear and taking the action that's so important in order to secure our food rights. Michael, can you tell him a little bit about that?
Well, it got actually inspired by, you know, when we got raided in October on our farm, within an hour, and thanks to the internet, thanks to Liz, who was on the ball right away, it spread through the internet. We had, within an hour, people blocking the farm. We had over 20officers raiding our farm. And then they shut the farm down. Members of the farm, friends and neighbors, shut the farm down, wouldn't let the officers out. And even with threats of that they would start arresting women and children.
Wow.
Finally, they agreed to unload everything they had confiscated and left the farm. And that was people power, and inspired by that power, we drafted together the Declaration of Food Rights and went right to the Parliament in Toronto, from Ontario in Toronto, and signed in front of the Parliament the Declaration of Food Rights, which basically says that we are willing to go to jail and break the law which does not allow our fundamental right to choose the food we think is healthy for body and soul. And that was very powerful, and it is plastered on the side of the delivery vehicle which brings every week the mail to Toronto. So it is a constant message now, in defiance of government, that we are, you know, asserting our right to the freedom of our choice, to the food of our choice.
Yes. Yes. Listen, you're an inspiration to me, Michael Schmidt, and Liz as well. And, you know, all those years ago when we first met at the Raw Milk Freedom Ride, which I still to this day shake my head, what an extraordinary event that was. And we continue this. I mean, it would be lovely to think that in the years since that we could be over with this battle, but this stuff is deeply entrenched into the authoritarian culture of governments around the world, particularly in the Western world, as they become dominated by these biotech interests and food factory food farming corporate interests and the money involved in it. So it is inspiring to me to know that you're there, but to also see that others are rallying around you. We have the stories linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to the Declaration of Food Rights, which is so indeed inspiring. Now, what kind of things, Liz, can we do to help out here? What can we do? I've got the link to the Indiegogo campaign. What other things can we do, whether we're in the United States or Canada?
Well, anyone can actively support through contributing to the legal defense fees of Michael in Montana, and stay tuned in so that when serious things happen on Michael's farm or people need to show up somewhere, we can get the word out immediately and get lots of people, lots of bodies to the farm or to the courthouses and show our support. And not just show our support, but like actively show the government that we don't want them involved in our direct farmer to consumer food agreements. Mm-hmm. Not only do we not want them involved, we will not tolerate their resistance to our continued community around food.
Right. What else, Michael, do we need, you know, for our Canadian listeners on the ground there? Are there any rallies that are going to be there? Can they show up in court even though they've got gag orders on this case? Can they witness it in person?
Well, it's wrapping up basically this week, and then but then I think it's important when the trial finally starts that a lot of people show up. I'm also in court on the on all these other charges, like the camera charges and the obstructing peace officer charges, which are coming up now in Walkerton, that always people are aware they need to show up in court, because that sends a message to the judge, you know, how unjust, you know, these charges are laid.
Well, I'm hopefully, you know, by April all this is cleared up, but there is a total health conference for the public that I've been invited to speak at. If they'll let me in Canada, I may be up there April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And I would love to connect and do some more broadcasting and getting the message out around the world through this show or right there up at the Total Health Conference in April in Toronto.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing, yes.
Yeah, are you familiar with that? Have you been invited?
Oh, I have spoken on, gave lectures on that conference many times.
Oh, wow. Well, it would be terrific if we could connect up there. But we'll be in touch between now and then, and Liz will keep us all aware of the latest, and we'll get you back on as soon as possible. I'm so grateful for you, Michael, and all that you're doing, our heart and love and support. And, again, all the links are up in the show notes. Folks, if you want to support a good cause, this is it, Food Freedom, Declaration of Food Rights. Liz, thank you. Michael, thank you. Appreciate you both so much.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, we'll be
back. Thanks to Liz and Robert.
Back to wrap up the show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't save poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Not only do governments pick on people who want food freedom, but now they're picking on the animals. Can you believe this? Dental surgery on a great ape, giving him a root canal. Super Don, I never thought I would say, leave the animals alone. Now,
what did gorillas do before dentists, right?
Right. I mean, and what is it a gorilla doing with a wisdom tooth that needs to be root canaled? I mean, what are they feeding this gorilla in the... is this a British zoo, it looks like? Oh, that explains it. He's on British food. Sorry, my friends on UK Health Radio. Do not feed the gorillas the food that you eat.
International gorilla of mystery there.
Yeah, exactly. The biggest gorilla. Footage shows the operation being performed by a special zoo dentist, Peter Curtez, and his team. And thank goodness they've used biocompatible materials. They didn't put mercury in them. I'll give them props for that. But my goodness, I know they want to save the tooth. But now, what kind of chronic diseases or even cancers may pop up in this gorilla, because we know the relationship between killing a tooth and filling it, and now it becomes a cesspool for infectious growth, for bacterial growth. Maybe if they give the gorilla some bioactive silver hydrosol, some sovereign silver every day, he'll be okay. But this is just a stunning story. They pulled the pulp out of the tooth, replaced it with a biocompatible material, they preserved the tooth, and now the gorilla will be able to eat the dentist, hopefully. No, that's mean.
No. I mean, okay, so they're taking care of the gorilla by wanting to, work with its teeth. It had obviously had a tooth problem.
Yeah, this guy's worked on all kinds of things, whales and pandas and elephants. So, I don't know, man. Just, what do they feed this gorilla? I mean, is he on fish and chips? Is he on candy from Willy Wonka? Chocolate bars all day? I never heard of
diet soda, right?
Right. Like I said, we want to treat him like the rest of Great Britain. Let's give him a diet soda. No, don't do that. I love animal stories, but, I mean, yes, and it's really cool. You could say, wow, we can put a gorilla under general anesthesia and give him a root canal. I mean, I just say pull the tooth, but again, I'm back to the abscess aspect. Why wouldn't they give the gorilla some silver and some hypersulfur calcareous, some homeopathic remedies, before resorting, you know, I mean, if they could give an antibiotic because that's where they are allopathically, but I guess unless we get this dentist on the line, we'll never know the reason that he needed a root canal, because no one does, that's, really.
That's true. Now, just to go along with the theme of animal stories here,
yeah.
Here's kind of a cool one. Now, you're familiar with what a photobomb is, right? In fact, I think you've even committed a few.
I have. There have been some classic ones. In fact, at the Truth About Cancer, I think Charlene Bollinger, Ty's lovely wife, photobombed a picture with me and others. So, yeah, we know photobombs. Oh.
We've got some photobombs here. Now, I don't see one of a gorilla.
No gorilla photobomb. I don't think I'd want to be photobombed by a gorilla.
That would be very frightening. But there's one in particular here. Here's a cat that photobombed a family photo, and it's a great visual here. We'll post this on Facebook, but they got all lined up. There's probably, I'd say, maybe 15 family members that were getting ready to do a family photo, and all of a sudden the cat just pops up and looks at the camera.
Wow. Look at that. You got to see that picture. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But, yeah, I think they had it set like on automatic, and the cat just popped up, and it's a great shot with the big cat.
Of course, and animals always do this. And they actually have several other examples here, if you go down, of not just a cat, but there's this great one, I love this, of this kangaroo that completely just jumps right in front of the camera as they're trying to take a picture of their kid.
It looks like it's devoured the kid. My goodness, that's a dangerous place to be.
It's even got his tongue hanging out. You know, like, woo, look at me.
Well, it's one thing to do with a joey, a baby kangaroo, but to be with these big kangaroos, they can kick your you-know-what. Wow.
Indeed they can. And then there's one more here that I think is just absolutely amazing. Somebody's taken a picture of this aerial thing going on with these planes. It's kind of like the Blue Angels type
of
thing.
Yeah, it's red jets, but yeah, it's really in formation. And
the seagull. Now, the jets are flying. They've got, you know, like the contrails behind them as they're flying, you know, blowing the smoke out.
Yep,
And the seagull flies right into the photo, and it looks like it's got the smoke blowing out of its butt as it's flying in formation with the airplane.
That's a different kind of chemtrail. That must be Jonathan Livingston Seagull doing his thing out there. That's great. That is really good. Well, check out the photobombs if you want to smile into the weekend here. We appreciate y'all being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We don't ask for much, but we're out of time, folks. Thanks to everybody for being a part of the show. Tell your friends, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.